Officials working on the Harriet Tubman home in Auburn, which Congress established as a National Historical Park in January, say there's a lot in store for the facility over the next few years. WRVO's Payne Horning has more.
The executive director of the Harriet Tubman home, Karen Hill, says with the recent National Park designation and upcoming release of the $20 Tubman bill, the revered conductor of the Underground Railroad is finally getting the kind of recognition she deserves.
There was a woman named Harriet who literally changed the face of our America, who understood that democracy at that time meant freedom.
Hill says possible improvements for the park include a new visitor center and finishing the rehabilitation of Tubman's residence. But Frank Barrows with the National Park Service says those projects are still several years away from completion.
This is careful, methodical work. It takes a lot of time, but it builds a strong foundation for a place which will be a national park forever.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who helped lead the effort to establish the Tubman Home Park, says it could also get federal funding for the country's centennial celebration of women gaining the right to vote.
A place like this, a national park, would be eligible to apply for grant money to talk about why Harriet Tubman's life was so relevant to women's rights, teach children, teach school children, to teach the community, and to have celebratory events.
In Auburn, I'm Peyton Horning for WRVO News.